Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Now to a CEO who will be taking part in this year's Sleepout, Best and Less CEO, Holly Kramer. She walked into the top job last year and has 5,000 employees actively involved in raising money for Australia's 105,000 homeless people. Sadly, that figures an 8% increase since 2006. And consider this, more than 17,000 homeless people are children under the age of 12. In its eighth year, the St. Vincent de Paul Society is aiming to raise $7 million in the Sleepout on Thursday. That's $2 million more than last year. It's a wonderful cause, inspiring action to make a dent in homelessness. Curiously, in a country as prosperous as ours. Holly Kramer, welcome to Open House.
Thank you very much.
Great to have you with us, and well done. Not 1 year in the top job. This would probably be hard to say no to, Holly.
It was very hard, actually. I think I was about a week in the job when I was visited by Philip Morphew. He's very inspirational himself. I guess all he had to do was ask, and it's really, you just can't say no to a good cause like this. I think one night of moderate hardship is nothing compared to what the homeless actually go through on a daily basis.
So. Too right. Why are you involved then, Holly?
You know, it really did start on a personal level. I mean, I've always believed, you know, that those of us who are more fortunate need to give back to those who are less fortunate. You know, Philip asked, and I said yes because it's something I believe in personally. But what's been really interesting is how the cause has resonated so strongly. As I said, I was only just in the job a couple of weeks when I agreed, but I've had, you know, it's really been a snowball within the organization. My team came to me and said, hey, look, we think it's fantastic you're doing that. If you'll wear some onesie pajamas to the Sleepout, we'll all donate money.
I was going to ask you about this. The onesies.
Yeah, well, they thought, well, let's have a bit of fun. Let's see if we could get her into, you know, this kind of the latest rage of these onesie pajamas. And, you know, we can't take ourselves too seriously. And I thought, hey, look, if it'll raise money, I'll do it. And then, of course, once that got some publicity, then we heard from all of our employees across, you know, our 200 stores across Australia wanting to know could they get involved as well, because they were really proud of Best and Less getting involved. They operate in so many of their own communities, many of which are challenged. So we had a pajama party one night, and the staff asked for donations, and that was so successful, and the customers responded so well that they asked if they could continue. So it's really just become a company-wide effort, started out just simply by Philip asking the question. So it's been really exciting, and, you know, the staff are so proud.
I'm just picturing the onesies in my mind. The word fetching comes to mind immediately. How would you categorize it?
a bit of fun. Hopefully warm, actually.
Yes. How much do you think you'll raise in the end, Holly?
Oh, look, you know, we're up to about 76,000 at the moment, and continuing. So I'd love for the Best and Less employees and customers to crack the 100,000 mark in our own right.
What a fantastic result. As part of this, I'm sure you're well briefed on the scale and the seriousness of the problem of homelessness in Australia. How would you categorise it, Holly?
Very similar to your opening comments. You know, it's actually shameful in a society as well off as we are that there's still children out there who don't have food to eat or a roof above their head each night. It's a very, very sad, difficult problem. And, you know, despite all the focus and effort, I think we just still haven't gotten the job done.
I guess the point of all this is that this kind of Sleepout is a nightly routine for tens of thousands of our fellow Australians.
Yeah, and the event is doing two jobs. I mean, in the one sense, it is raising a lot of money. You know, it's a very, very successful event, and that money will undoubtedly, you know, help in creating additional shelter and so forth. But it's also raising awareness. So many of the people involved in the private sector and, you know, the publicity it's getting in the public sector will hopefully go a long way toward finding better solutions.
Have you got any feelings about why homelessness is such an intractable problem? I know when Kevin Rudd came to power some 6 years ago, there was a great focus on making this a real priority, but it seems we're just stuck on it.
Look, I wish I did have the answers. Those who obviously would know far better than I think the fact is that there are so many reasons that people find themselves homeless, that you really have to get underneath all those drivers of mental illness and domestic violence and so forth. So it really is kind of one of the outcomes. And I think also Philip pointed out to me when we spoke that, you know, there are also some real problems, whereas if you haven't had a job, you have difficulty getting your first job, or if you haven't had you know, rental experience. It's difficult to get that first apartment. So I think there's some real systemic issues as well that hopefully the fundraising will go towards trying to find solutions for those.
Where will the money go? Because I'd love people to join you and your Best and Less crowd, but it's also necessary to know where this money ends up.
The fact that Philips partnered with such a reputable organization as St. Vincent de Paul, you know, gives me the assurance that the funds will go both directly toward resolving the homeless issues as well as, you know, finding, as I said, solutions to some of these problems.
How do you think you're going to cope with the challenge of Thursday night?
I don't think it's much of a challenge for me. you know, I think it'll be a nice opportunity to meet, you know, other like-minded, you know, CEOs and business leaders who are concerned about these issues, and hopefully I'll learn a lot on the night and, you know, can be more effective in any sort of other activities we do going forward.
So if people want to join with your Best and Less employees and executives and kick in to reach that $100,000 mark, how can people join?
There's a CEO Sleepout website, and you can go on there and donate to any one of the, I think there's over 1,000 CEOs across the country.
Yeah.
So you just put in the name of the CEO or find any and donate to them. Alternatively, we've been asking our customers, you know, when they purchase at Best and Less, if they'd like to donate a dollar, and wonderfully, so many of them have. And I'm very inspired by our own customers. You know, many of them, more than anyone, know the value of a dollar. And for them to willingly donate it to the cause, you know, I've just found very, very touching and very inspiring.
You're all inspiring. It's a great cause. So grateful that you've joined us. Wish you all the best for Thursday night and in the fundraising to go. Holly Kramer, thank you so much for joining us on Open House.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.